nationwide, we've seen high rates of unemployment at the start of the pandemic. Since then, many have returned to work, but maybe moved to a different employer or industry. And at the same time, we've seen these pretty high rates of worker shortages. How has that played out in Alaska, and where are we right now?
You know, it's been very interesting. The pandemic has presented lots of opportunities to dig a little deeper into what really is going on. I believe it exposed a lot of things that were probably problematic to begin with. We had an aging workforce. We had individuals who were looking at probably doing something different, but weren't sure of if now was the time to sit out. We have young people who aren't getting into the workforce as quickly as we would like them to because they're not sure what they want to do. And so we had quite a few issues that I think the pandemic exacerbated, but it also gives us an opportunity to look to the future. I think our future is bright. I think the worker has changed in that they have an opportunity to now reimagine what their work will be. And perhaps if you were a grocery worker, or you were, let's say, a teller at a bank and you're deciding, I want to do something different. Maybe I want to go back to school, receive some more training, get into a new industry. This really is a good time to take advantage of those opportunities now.
And speaking of the future, of course, I need to ask about the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that was signed by President Biden last fall. And the president also just signed a $1.5 trillion spending package this month. There's a lot of money coming to Alaska through both of those bills. How are we going to find the workers for some of these really much needed projects in the state?
That's a great question, and we are having lots of conversation about that right now. I know that the governor has proposed $10 million specifically to the Department of Labor to be administered through the Alaska Workforce Investment Board. What I will say, federal funding is not new to the department. We have lots of funding streams that we utilize to bolster and to strengthen the workforce. I know there's a lot of talk about the money that is coming in, but I think a better conversation is how can we upskill workers? How can we create pathways for new opportunities? How can we bring individuals who are on the sidelines into the workforce? How can we challenge young people to understand that there's more than one path to success? Maybe you're not going to a four-year college, but you know what? A trade may be the path that you're going to take to be successful. And whatever it is, I would encourage individuals to reach out to our department because there's so much that we have to offer.
And you mentioned the Workforce Investment Board. I was actually going to ask you that. Governor Dunleavy's proposed budget includes $10 million allocated to your department through that board. Can you talk about that and particularly how it might impact remote and rural areas of the state?
We're looking at bolstering the partnership that AvTech, which is a division of the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, that partnership with the university system, they received a designation from the U.S. Department of Transportation for the Domestic Center for Maritime Excellence. So we would like to put a portion of those funds toward that to bolster those trainings that are Coast Guard related trainings for communities, coastal communities. We are also looking at supporting rural residents with individual training accounts. And that funding is essentially directed by the customer. They decide what training they want to go to, and the department then supports that training with funding. And then also the bulk of it, we are looking at putting out out to on the street, we call it, where individual training entities can go through the competitive process, like the STEP process, to be awarded funding for training. The department itself does not do the training, but we support, we partner with entities that do a very good job of skilling up Alaskans, training local workers for local communities and those opportunities that exist in those communities.
And of course, you are coming here for Comfish in Kodiak. Have you been to Comfish before?
This is absolutely my first time, and I'm so excited to visit Kodiak. It's my first time in Kodiak, actually. So I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to be boots on the ground to do some visits and to see what the island has to offer. And I'm just looking forward to meeting all of the great people who live there.